Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence?
Good morning, my beloved. Welcome to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. In observation, observance to the President's Day holiday, we're going to take this time to reflect on our nation and reflect on those that have served in our country. And today, I just want to reflect on how we as a nation take God for granted. Out of millions of books that are published and sold, the Bible is one of the bestsellers. However, I wonder how much time do we take? How much time do we take to read the Bible? We're going to come back and we are going to give you a word that will prayerfully increase your faith to reading your Bible, which is your daily bread.
Jennifer Hudson.
Abraham makes you say, Because love. Thank you. be listening, God.
This word
tonight. My conscience also very that I have great heaviness and continuous sorrow in my heart. I could wish that my soul were crying for my brethren, the flesh who are Israelites, to whom pertains adoption and glory and giving of the law and the service of God and promise. Father, and of whom as concerning the flesh Christ came, who is all God, blessed forever. Not as those who are taking none of that, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass
that in the place where it was said unto them,
you are not my people,
there shall they be called the children of the living God.
Isaiah cries concerning Israel.
So the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea,
a remnant
shall be saved.
For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness.
Because of the short work will the Lord make upon the earth.
And he died
the process of the war.
Except the Lord and Sophia. And left us to see. We had been as a Zomia and been made light until tomorrow.
What shall we say then that the Gentiles, which follow not after righteousness,
have attained to righteousness,
even by righteousness, which is just
something. But
Israel, which follow after the law of righteousness,
have not attained the law of righteousness. Wherefore,
because they saw it not by faith,
but
as it were by the works of the law,
for they
stumbled at the stumbling stone. As it is written,
behold,
I lay in Zion a stumbling stone
and a rock of offense.
And whoever believeth on him shall not. Jesus is that rock.
Paul was speaking to the Roman
church, particularly
about his heart desire
and in his prayer to God for Israel,
he says that they might be saved.
And he said in the first hand, they may be ignorant of God's righteousness. As an African American,
and as a child of God, It is my responsibility
in Matthew
to go and make disciples. What is a disciple? One follows and discipline what Jesus taught his disciples. He taught them how to pray.
They didn't know how to pray.
According to Matthew 6,
I believe it was Peter.
And he said, be not like hypocrites, but pray, Abba Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Charles Swindoll said that. is more important than appearance.
Giftedness
is more important than appearance. It will make or break a company. It will make or break a church. The wrong attitude will make or break a home.
The remarkable thing is that we are going to be able to do it.
Where is your love? Where is your faith?
You want change?
Let it begin with you.
Let's see God speaks.
David, can you hear him?
Created
me a clean heart.
Can he hear you? I hope he hears me. I hope you're listening, God.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight. Tonight, we have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into Holy
So there,
that's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praise unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
And you need a healing for yourself. Seek a friend that will help you to get the help. There are professionals that you can call. Your past community psychiatrist, therapist. Call them. But know that we can call on Jesus. We can call on the name of Jesus. But see, if you're not there yet, you need to see me. 717-233-0500 for spiritual enrichment, for spiritual enlightenment, for spiritual renewal, for spiritual birthing, and above all, spiritual direction. So, as we close, we'll see you at midnight, starting at 11 to midnight on www.talkradio.com. Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson, live. 7 days a week. 7 in the morning, we'll pray for your soul. 7 to midnight, it's a prayer. We invite you every Friday to join us for family and friends gathering, preparing a meal, preparing a world to free soul.
You feel depression in the room.
Overwhelmed
and misconstrued.
So join us every quarter. Family and friends gather. Need a hotel accommodation. You need to register. You call 717-311-5. If you like this, then your family, then your neighbor, will be like the cheese, the drink. So again,
Majesty, the kingdom focus with the rejection. I am a mentor to project on your home. So we're preparing. And, we don't know when the right is coming back. But if we know this much, that it's coming back to us without bothering me. So, my beloved, that is all good to me. I want to call.
Right now, midnight.